Blog Talk Radio.
They ordered pineapple. You gotta smell the butt to know if it's right.
Yo, that noise! Make it right!
Precious cream always in the bag.
Because cream rules everything around?
All right, chefs, we gotta go get the beans!
Think the eggs are big, bro.
Yeah, what I mean?
Chef, they definitely said pinto beans.
Actually, they want fava beans.
You're so good at this.
We get groceries. DoorDash.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. You are now tuned into News Forum, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, with host and anchor, investigative reporter, Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, better known as the Queen of Justice.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
Wait, I don't think y'all ready for this.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go! Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go! Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
Hey everybody, this is your girl, Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, and yes, I am the Queen of Justice. Tonight is Sunday, September 24th, 2023, the fourth Sunday in the ninth month of the year, which is the last Sunday in September. That means that next Sunday will be the first Sunday in October, which is the 10th month of the year, leaving only 2 months left in the year 2023. Tonight on News Forum, it is Speak Up, Speak Out Sunday, with cries of innocence from behind prison walls. We will hear wrongful conviction stories told by inmates that are currently wrongfully incarcerated, as well as hearing from family members and advocates that will share the stories of their loved ones tonight. And I'm sure you are all still wondering what happened to Tanaway Downey. So, tonight, after further investigation into the disappearance of Tanaway, I will give you the latest update. Tanaway has been missing since September 6, 2023. Also tonight on News Forum, the biggest controversial topic across America. I call it World of Dire Confusion. Gender pretender. Defender or offender? Are you gender confused? Is gender identity affecting or affecting you, your children, and your family? Wow. We want to know that tonight, so there's some special people calling in tonight to share what they think about this new gender identity and gender-affirming care for children. Tonight is Speak Up, Speak Out Sunday. And I also want to hear from you tonight. How can I hear from you? Well, if you tuned in tonight via cell phone or landline, press 1 and you will be placed into the caller's queue. If you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web, you must dial in at 516-453-9133 to talk live on the air with me. And don't forget, if you would like to donate to Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition, please do so. As a matter of fact, do so while we're on air tonight. Okay? How can you donate? Well, it's very easy if you have Cash App. The Cash App is $BAVoiceTour. That's $B as in boy, E as in Edward, A as in apple, B as in Victor, O as in Oscar, I as in ice, C as in Charlie, and E as in Edward. T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, U as in you, and R as in Robert. Be a Voice Tour. Or you may donate via Venmo. The Venmo account is @BeAVoice. That's @BEAVOICE. And if for some reason you have trouble donating via Cash App, inbox me, Chinchilla Jonesia. Chinchilla is with one L. That is CHINCHILLAJONESIA. My first and last name, with a space in between. Inbox me on Facebook, or you may contact me Monday through Friday at 844-642-8378, extension 888. If you inbox me on Facebook, inbox me your Cash App, your Cash Tag, and the amount you would like to donate to Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition, so that we may continue our advocacy work, fighting for the wrongfully incarcerated, speaking truth to power, and exposing injustices in America and beyond. And if you have a business, you can become a sponsor of Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition. But for now, don't you dare go nowhere. Keep it right there. News Forum with your girl. We'll be right back after this. Help Be a Voice continue their advocacy work to free the wrongfully incarcerated, to end mass incarceration, and child life without the possibility of parole. For more information, contact Be a Voice at 844-642-8378, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m., extension 111. Be a Voice today. Thank you to my millions of listeners worldwide. News Forum with the girl Chinchilla J now has over 24 million listeners. News Forum is a syndicated radio program which broadcasts every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To tune in and listen to News Forum, you must dial 516-453-9133. And if you would like to talk, comment, or vent, or ask a question to me or one of my guests, just press 1 and you will be placed into the caller's queue. You may also tune into News Forum via the World Wide Web at www.blogtalkradio.com News Forum with Chinchilla J. News Forum is a product of the ONE Dynasty and Ngozi Time Multimedia. WBNN, we are Beverly Nation. While we believe in freedom of speech and uncensorship, News Forum, however, ask you to please refrain from the use of profanity. And while our views may differ in opinion, we agree to disagree. And all opinions and viewpoints are welcomed and acknowledged. News Forum can also be a very controversial program most times, but it brings truth and exposure of injustices that black and brown people face every single day in this country we call the United States of America, which to me is totally divided, not united at all. And my views are not necessarily the views of WBNN. But again, all views, viewpoints, and opinions are welcome. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And again, invite someone to tune in tonight because it may just be what they need to hear.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. The host, the anchor, the investigative reporter, none other than the Queen of Justice herself, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla. Yay!
All right. Hey, hey, good afternoon. Well, good evening, everybody. It is nighttime. It's 9:30 p.m. Well, 9:42 p.m. right now, Eastern Time. And, hey, it's a great day. All right. And today's been raining here in Philadelphia all day. As a matter of fact, all weekend, really, it's been raining. But it's still a beautiful day because I am still alive. So thank God for another day of life, health, and strength. And, wow, you are now tuned into News Forum, everybody. And, yes, I am Dr. Chinchilla J, a.k.a. the Queen of Justice. And, again, if you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web, please call in 516-453-9133, especially if you want to talk tonight on these subjects tonight that we're talking about. Hey, I know you got something to say, and I want to hear what you have to say because, you know, in this country right now, there's so much turmoil. That's why I called it a world of dire confusion because, hey, so many people are confused with this, all this talk about gender identity, gender affirming care, and all of this crap that's going on in this country. And, you know, some of you may not call it crap. I call it crap, you know, because it definitely goes against the principles of God. So we're going to talk about this tonight, and I want to get your viewpoints. And, hey, you don't have to agree with me. I don't have to agree with you, but I want to know your thoughts. You know, right now our children are so confused, okay? The adults are confused, and the children are even more confused. Because now they're wondering, hey, what am I? Am I a boy? Am I a girl? Was I supposed to be a boy? Was I supposed to be a girl? You know, all of this stuff now children have to worry about because of propaganda, because of politicians, and because of even now preachers, pastors, priests that are condoning this type of behavior. this type of abomination. I mean, you know, I'm going to just call it what it is. I don't care if y'all don't like it tonight. I don't care because, this country is going straight to hell because of all of the ungodliness that's taken place in this country. And, one thing we have, the LGBTQ movement, and now they've added on, extra letters, an R and a couple of A's and even an S now and all kinds of stuff. I remember when our WBNN host, Wanda Walker, the talker, she had a show talking about the letters and what the letters mean and all that stuff. And, I said, wow, soon it's going to be the whole doggone alphabet. Okay. But, it's one thing to have people in society, that, like the same sex, men that like being with men and women that like being with women. In my day, we used to call them gay people, or lesbians or dykes for women. And men, we used to call them faggots and homosexuals. And so, but now there's all these other terminologies now. And people want you to be politically correct when addressing people that identify as the LGBTQ, as his and her, or he and him, and you and yours, and all of this stuff. Like, really, I mean, it's so confusing. And our children are suffering because they are so very confused now. All I can say is thank God that I did not grow up as a child during this day and age when I am in school and have to go into my bathroom, the girls' room, and see a little boy in there, okay? And not only in elementary school, people, we're talking about middle school and in high school. Boys are going into the same bathrooms with girls, and girls are starting to feel very uncomfortable seeing a boy, a young man, okay, with muscles and everything in their bathroom, okay? And, there's a school in Perry Coleman school district here in Pennsylvania where the students, about 350 students, walked out of the school because the school district, the courts, told the teachers, it was a big thing where they were trying to be.
All right, we got a little feedback there. Yeah, a little feedback. Get close to the mic, Doc. We couldn't hear you for like 5 seconds.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Okay, I'm not sure what part I faded off on everybody, but in that school district, about 350 kids walked out because the government, they refused to ban boys from using the girls' room, okay? And in high school, the girls are developed, okay? They have breasts. They have butts. Boys are developed with muscles and all that stuff, deep voices and everything else. And, of course, they're private parts, okay? And so girls feel uncomfortable with having a boy come into their bathroom, because they say that, they identify as a female and not a male. Well, I am sorry, young man, okay? You still have a penis, so you cannot identify as a female going into girls' bathrooms. I just don't know what these politicians, what these judges, what the government is thinking about when they are subjecting our youth to such obscene behavior. Okay, to me, it's insanity. And they're forcing these students to have to use the same bathroom with boys, girls with boys, and boys with girls. It's wrong. It's terribly wrong. And thank God my children are grown. Okay, I do have grandchildren. They're down in Florida, where Governor DeSantis, he's totally against that type of behavior. Okay, that's the one thing I can say that I do like about DeSantis. Okay, he's not for that. And, you know, it's wrong, people. And just imagine boys now could say, oh, well, I identify as a female. You know, I don't see myself as a male. You know, I'm a female, and, you know, so I'm going to use the girl's bathroom. And it could be for ulterior motives. They may be going into the girl's room to try to rape a girl, you know, or anything. You know, so, I mean, this country, everybody, has gone to dogs. Okay, I'm sorry. This country has gone to the dogs. And, you know, I'm just really upset today because of all the things I've heard this past week alone about all of these different municipalities ruling in favor of boys using girls' bathrooms and not giving parents any say-so or notifying parents when their child is telling the teacher or the counselor that, hey, I'm really a boy inside, you know, and this is a little girl. And so now it's okay for that school to change the sexual identity given at birth, biological identity of their sex given at birth. Now the school can change it from a girl to a boy, okay, and not even tell the parents. That's wrong. So where is the uproar? Where is the outrage, people? Parents, if you're concerned about this, you need to say something. You need to do something because it's wrong, okay? And then to allow children to go through their affirming stage, you know, to actually change their sex, okay, without parents' permission, okay? You know, so all this is crazy, people. Before I take the first call, I just want to say this as well now. You know, with them changing their sex, everybody, if a young person decides, okay, I don't want to be a boy anymore. I want to be a female, and so I don't want a penis. So they go through that surgical stuff and get it removed. And when that child grows up, maybe in their teenage years, let's say they were 10 years old when they decided this, okay, and it went through, okay? And so now that child is 17, and they'd say, oh, my God, what did I do? I don't want to be a female. I'm a man. But now they have a vagina instead of a penis, everybody, okay? You know, and for these governments to allow children to make these decisions, it's wrong because scientific evidence already proves that a child's mind is not fully developed until the age of 25, okay? So how can you allow a child to make that decision, okay? It's wrong. How can you override the parent's authority? It's wrong, people. It is absolutely wrong, okay? We're going to take a caller right now. Then after this caller, we're going to play our theme song. All right, caller, you're live on the air with News Forum tonight. Speak up and speak out. How are you feeling tonight about the gender pretender?
Hi, it's Jerry Petito, Dr. Chinchilla. How are you?
Hey, Jerry, how are you tonight?
I'm angry tonight. I'm angry.
Okay.
I want to comment on everything you just said incredibly. So,
okay.
My daughter is bisexual and disagrees with everything that's going on with that crap. Okay? I used to try to, in my head, figure out how the heck are we allowing all this craziness in this country, right? But it's the bottom line is this. The Bible clearly states in the end times, good is evil and evil is good. So it's happening. Uh-huh. It's happening. Because imagine letting a child, what you just said, think about that, right? Letting a child do that. And the schools, the reason I'm so angry is I did an interview recently with someone else. And someone was a teacher on the panel. I was actually like a guest on this woman's, a friend of mine's show, and one of her panels, she has the same women that come on. She was a teacher, and she actually had the nerve to say that the teachers have all these rights. And I'm like, no, they really shouldn't. And you know what's really crazy to me is when, you know, I'm 62, and when I went to school, our parents had all the rights. Come into that school and argue with whoever they had to argue with, even the principal, because we were their children. It is not like that anymore. It is so disgusting. And I don't even, because I'm a Christian and because I know the Bible, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
It's only going to get worse.
It definitely is, Jerry. Yeah, and that's the sad thing.
That's the sad thing.
And
parents, parents, listen up.
Wait a wonder, Jerry, how did it get this far? Okay, really. I mean, how did the Christian community, the pastors, these evangelists and the prophets and all, the bishops, and how did they allow this to get this far, Jerry?
Satan. That's all I can say. That's all I can say, because there's no other explanation for it. And listen, I want to say something to the parents listening. You have more rights than you think you have when it comes to your children in any school. I don't care what school they're in. My granddaughter is homeschooled, but differently. It's called a nature school. My daughter and her friends all got together, and they paid teachers to come on board with this who are all on the same page. And we take them to this nature school, and the parents teach once a week as well. So child is going to a regular school today. Understand this. You are in charge of your child. Don't let them tell you you're not. I would be in there every day. I would do whatever it takes to make sure I know what's going on with my child in any classroom.
Yes. 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 Take heed to that, parents.
You're right.
Yeah. Wow. I thank you so much, Jerry. Thank you so much for your comments tonight. And, yeah, it's just totally wrong, everybody. And like I said, you know, it's one thing for people to, like the same sex and want to be involved with a girl if they're a girl, or a boy if they're a boy. You know, that's a whole different level of things when they start allowing children to decide their gender and to change their sexuality. It's just craziness, everybody. It's craziness. And Jerry, thank you so much for calling in tonight. And everybody, Jerry is a host on this network as well. Her show is the Jerry Petito Show. And her show was just on last Tuesday. And it will be on now 3 Tuesdays from tonight. Her show will be back on right here on WBNN at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And I don't know, do you want to tell everybody who's going to be on your show, Jerry, next month?
I sure do. Do you want to know why?
Okay.
I hope everybody's sitting down that's at least my age, okay?
Yes,
and Brother
I know
O is a
so
huge fan.
Tell everybody.
You know, I know you know, okay, because I got him on the phone with Brother O today. Rodney Allen Rippey, guys, remember from back in the day, he was on the commercials. He was a childhood actor. He is awesome. And Jack in the Box and those commercials, and we're going to have him.
Yes, awesome. I can't wait. Make sure you all tune in, okay? Thank you again. Thank you so much, Jerry. And
okay,
I will talk to you soon. Okay.
Bye.
All right. All right, everybody. So that's going to be an exciting show. I can't wait, because that name, I hadn't heard that name in so long until Dr. O told me today. Okay, that might have been yesterday, but whenever it was, hey, it's exciting, y'all. Yeah, I think that was yesterday. So now let's talk about propaganda, okay? How, you know, now every time you turn on the TV, okay, we're seeing all types of abominations, okay, on TV shows, on commercials, in movies, in sitcoms, everywhere. And so, as I always say, like, people have to make their own choice in this world. And If people choose to be homosexual or gay or whatever you want to call them, that's their choice, because God gives us all the right to choose, the right to make our own decisions. But whatever our choice is, or the decisions that we make in life, we all have to choose wisely. Because guess what? We're all going to have to answer to our decisions that we've made throughout life. We're all going to have to answer to the Creator, okay? And guess what? So while I'm not judging people for what they're doing, guess what? I don't condone it, okay? Because I don't believe in homosexuality, because I am one of those true Christians, okay, that don't believe in it because it goes against the principles of God. God does call it an abomination. It's in the Word. And there's so many scriptures, everybody, that talks about it, that talks against it. So for pastors and preachers and priests that are condoning that type of lifestyle in their churches, in their pulpits, you all are going straight to hell, quick, fast, and in a hurry, without a paddle, okay? I mean, you're going, okay, because you are leading your sheep astray. You're teaching them wrong. Yeah, it's okay. When the Bible does say, come as you are, and I'm a firm believer of that. If you are coming into the house of God and giving your life over to God, and guess what? You're coming to God gay. Hey, that's fine. But if you're in a church that's teaching and preaching correctly, you should not remain that way, because the Word of God should convict you. Okay, and open your eyes to see that it is wrong. Okay, we're not going to get into a sermon on that, but you know, that's where I am as far as homosexuality is concerned. I love everybody. I have gay friends, for heaven's sakes. Okay, I don't hate gay people. But I don't condone what they do. I don't condone their lifestyle. But again, it's their choice. So I don't hate them, okay? I hate what they do, but I don't hate them as a person, because there are so many wonderful people that are homosexuals, okay? And, hey, it doesn't mean that we have to hate people, okay, just because they have a different lifestyle than us. But guess what? It's still wrong. It's still wrong. And they all know my stance and my views on it, because I let them know. And, you know, some have stopped being my friend because they know I don't condone their lifestyle. But, hey, I don't hate anyone. But I want to bring you all truth to power, okay? And I have to bring it that way. So, hey, with our children, they should not have to be subjected to all of the gayness that's on television today. Every time I turn on the TV, I'm not even talking about just regular TV. I'm talking about cable channels. And, you know, you see all of these different shows and movies today with the gay scene. You know, it's wrong. It's trying to make people comfortable with it, but it's like exposing people that should not be exposed to that type of lifestyle, our young people. It's really confusing their mentalities, okay? Their psyches are being messed up today because of all of this nonsense. And so they're trying to make it seem, oh, it's normal for you to be that way. So here we're going to put some commercials. We're going to have some gay children, some gay adults, some two men married and, you know, with the child that they've adopted. And it's okay to have two dads. It's okay to have two moms. But, you know, and to me that sounds crazy, because, you know, if you're married to two women that are married, but yet you're still both wives and not a husband and wife. Who's the man? One's supposed to be the man and one's supposed to be the woman, I assume. Who's taking the male role, okay? And same thing in a husband's, two men marrying each other. Who's taking the role as the wife, okay, the female, okay? Oh, boy. So, you know, it's all really crazy to me. But anyway, so they started making these shows and all to make children that were being raised by two men or two women to feel comfortable. So people wouldn't talk about them anymore because now it's normal, okay, quote, unquote, normal, okay? But it's not normal, okay? It's abnormal, people, because God made Adam and he made Eve. He did not make Adam and Steve, nor did he make Madam and Eve, okay? He made male and female. And male and female are supposed to procreate, okay, to replenish this earth, to, you know, be fruitful and multiply and all of that stuff, have babies to keep the earth of, you know, populated with people. But if two men are married, two women are married, you cannot procreate. You need a seed and you need a sperm, okay? You need sperm and you need an egg, okay? That's what you need to procreate. And two women can't do it, and two men cannot do it, people. So, you know, it just totally goes against the principles of God, and it's just really, really ashamed. But again, people can make their choice. You're an adult, and that's the lifestyle you choose to live. That's your prerogative, okay? And that's your business. But, hey, you don't have to throw it up in everybody's face to make it everybody else's business. You know, and, you know, some people are just too extra with it, okay? And, you know, I don't like extra. People are so dramatic with what they're doing and, you know, all of that stuff. And, you know, to me, why does someone that, you know, desires to be with a man and, you know, he's a man, and but he wants to be feminine, and so he goes all out to try to act feminine, you know, with the hand movements and switching and, you know, the gestures. And it's just too over the top. It's just too dramatic because you don't have to behave in that manner, okay, to let people know, oh, yes, hey, I'm gay, yeah, you know. But, hey, again, to each his own, okay. But that's something that I just don't like to see. I don't like to see that. You know, if you're gay, hey, that's fine. Hey, be gay, all right? But don't be extra with it, you know. So it's just crazy. All right, so with our young people, again, they're seeing all of this stuff on television, and that's been happening now. They've been increasing the amounts of movies and sitcoms and comedy shows and everything that, you know, that have homosexuality in their programming. It's been expanding for the past 5 to 7 years. And so now in 2023, y'all, it is just all the way out there. And, you know, and now so far to the point that we have all this extra stuff now, all of these letters, and we have all of these things going on within our school district where parents have to fight for their rights. So with that in mind, parents fighting for your rights, we want to make sure you continue to fight for your rights and never stop. So take a listen to Bob Marley.
Stand up for your rights. Four, five. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is on the earth. Story has never been told, so now you see the light. Hey,
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Most people think great God will come from the sky, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you will look for yours on earth. And now when you see the light, you stand up for your right. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand up for your right.
That was Bob Marley, everybody. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Parents, that's what you have to do. If you don't like what's going on within your school district, you have to get up and you have to stand up for your rights. You have to fight for the rights of yourself and for your child. And for any adult to think that a child is capable of making such a drastic, life-changing decisions as far as their health is concerned, okay? Because guess what? Surgery, that's dealing with your health, people. It's dangerous, number one. And guess what? It cannot be reversed, everybody. So, I mean, really, what is the government thinking, okay? I know, you know, still, to me, that's another ploy of depopulation to try to put this stuff into the heads of our young people, to have our young people wanting the same sex. Because, listen, if they constantly see this happening around them, every time they turn on a television, they're seeing it. They go to the movies, they're seeing it. Then, again, that's making it like, okay, this is normal. So, hey, why not try it? Why not go for it, you know? And so it's become a fad to so many young people. And now that fad now is starting to become life-changing for some because of this government, okay, here in the United States of America. And the same very government has gone all around the world trying to get other nations to join in with this abominable behavior. And it's just insane, okay? It is insane. And it's wrong. And it's crazy, okay? It is absolutely crazy to me. And, again, it just really sickens me to no end when the government can, you know, just, you know, take the rights of parents away. And every parent should be outraged. But see, a lot of parents won't even think about it or talk about it until their child comes home, okay, and they're no longer, that boy is no longer a boy, all right? Or that girl is no longer a girl, and she starts sounding like a man because they're giving her hormone shots, okay, of testosterone, okay? And then, or when you see on your child's report card where it's supposed to say female, it says male, or instead of male, it's saying female, and you're like, what? And then that's when you get outraged and go up to the school and start making a fuss about it, okay? But all of this nonsense needs to be nipped in the bud. And, you know, every Christian should be against this. But everyone that calls himself a Christian is not. Look at the pastors that are condoning it, okay? Wow. You know, I want to hear from some pastors. I do, you know, and I invited some to come on that, you know, that are condoning this behavior. And so we'll see if they're brave enough to do so. Hey, but, you know, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Okay, we're going to take another caller. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum tonight. It is Speak Up, Speak Out Sunday.
That's
and
right.
This world is in dire confusion. What are your thoughts tonight on gender pretender?
Good evening, Dr. Chinchilla. It's Raqueep. How are you?
Hey, Raqueep. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. So there's a lot to unpack here, right? Okay. So let me say, growing up, I'm 52. Let me say it was always gay people. There was men
right.
dressed like women. I'm not condoning it. But these are grown people. Even as
yeah.
a child, even as a child in North Philadelphia, I've seen it. But it is a lot different today. So with that being said, I have adult children and small children. With my adult children, when they wanted to teach sex education, I had to sign off on it, and I can sit in that classroom. Not here in Pittsburgh. I don't know in Philadelphia, but in other states, they are having sex education classes that include a history of gay, a history of being gay, LGBTQ movement, or what they
mm-hmm.
perceive it as. It hasn't hit here. But if you need my permission for normal, I'm going to say sexual education 101, then definitely you need my permission for that. But I can teach my children anything at home. But I do know my children are going to school with people who have two moms and possibly even two dads. And I don't want my children bullying on anyone or making another child feel bad because of that. I used to have a youth program called Mama Africa's Green Scouts, and it was a 12-year-old girl, and she lived with her grandmother who lived with another woman. And I remember an adult was bullying on this child for it and made this 12-year-old cry. And I had to deal
oh.
with that. I don't want to see a child crying and hurt to the point to where they're almost suicidal because of their parents' decision. No adult
right.
should come at a child like that.
Right.
I will say this, how I feel is as a woman in this day and age, because of that movement, and it's not everyone in this movement, as straight people, we can be marginalized. They don't want to be marginalized, so it's been going around a couple of years. They don't want us to say we have breasts or vagina for people who haven't had that surgery. That's not my problem. And as a woman, I have a right to say I have breasts. I have a right to say I have vagina, panani, or any other word I want to use for it because this is what I was born with. So why are you trying to marginalize us? And I will also add on to – I'm just going to be honest with you. You know, I heard you mention pastors and ministers. This has been going on in the church for how many years? For how many centuries?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the
right.
church literally went over to Africa. They didn't just kill people. They didn't just kill resources over there. They were raping men and women. So,
mm-hmm.
and you hear and you read about people being raped in the Bible as well, if that's what you
yes.
get into. But that's a lot to unpack. As there as well, because if somebody is going to hell because of our sexual identity, black people because of the mistreatment of Europeans and the rape of African people and African descent, we already been to hell. We already been through hell. We are living in their hell right now. I will say this. But at the end of the day, what grown folks do is their business, but don't put your culture on mine. So, for instance, a lot of time in conferences and meetings, they ask you your pronouns. I don't do that. I'm clearly a woman. if you want to do that, that's fine. And occasionally somebody will say, well, you know, Laquie, you forgot your program now. No, I didn't. It's obviously with my, I don't have to do that. And I'm not going to be fully into doing that. But I will say this. At the end of the day, when the police are whooping on us, or beating on us, when they are killing us, when they are illegally convicting us, they're not asking, are we a Christian or a Muslim? Are we just, do we worship our ancestors? They're not asking if we're gay or straight. They're killing us. They don't care what we are. We're black people.
Right.
Who are being yep. brutalized by this system. I believe somebody wants to jump in.
Okay.
Like double dutch. What's up, Doc?
Hey, Moofy, is that you?
Yeah. What's going on? Of course it's me.
hey.
Well, you and I have talked about the subject quite a bit, but we never really had a chance to go ham on the air. I always say, like, when we deal with situations with African people, most folks use the term unpack. Raquel just used the term. I know what she means, but we need to be much more specific. African people have to stop unpacking. We need to remove shrapnel. That terminology was created by Europeans to talk about to be leisure with traveling. And when they travel, they go to wherever they go, and they unpack all their pleasantries. Pleasantries that they unpack, they do so at the expense of African people, whether it's the rape of African children, boys and girls, rape of African adults, women and men, the selling, the stealing, the castration, the degradation of African people at that expense. And so they're able to take, after all of that said and done, they acquire an extended amount or a substantial amount of money, and they take that money and they travel places. And when they go, before they leave, they pack up. And when they get to where they're going so they can have fun at our expense, they unpack. And that terminology mm-hmm. has become indoctrinated into the American lexicon to be cavalier about African genocide. They never mention it, but when you do the history of the word, that's what they're talking about. So for African people, we don't need to do no unpacking. We need to remove shrapnel. We have to be surgeons, and we have to surgically remove the shrapnel imparted in our bodies from stepping on these white premise landmines. And when we step on these landmines, either they kill us directly or our sisters and our brothers next to us step on these landmines and we catch the shrapnel from that. We lose limbs. We lose eyes, fingers, you know, extremities. We become traumatized from the various things that they do when we step on these white supremacist landmines. And they exist in all areas of people activity in this country. And so when we're talking about so-called sexuality, whereas your topic you chose, contenders, pretenders, offenders, or defenders, et cetera, I know what an offender is. I know what a defender is, but I don't know what a contender is. So you got to explain that to me. But this subject matter, when we remove the shrapnel from this subject matter, it's we can't hold back. We can't hold back, and we have to be forthright.
Mm-hmm.
Folks got an agenda, and the agenda is the destruction of life. The destruction of what we have used to create human beings since the very beginning, that is a woman and a man, which you already elucidated on, a woman and a man. They're trying to put that in doubt by casting aspersion on that. That's nature. That is natural. That is African. That is life. Those are the things that we use to perpetuate this beautiful species we call humanity. And when you stop that, when you stop doing that, you don't perpetuate the species. And anything that undermines not perpetuating the species of humanity is, as you pointed out, just in a religious context, because all the religious books or so-called world religions books speak out passionately about homosexuality. In fact, you pointed out already that the Bible talks about homosexuality as an abomination before God. And then it goes into some other things specifically about that. But I always like to approach it from a cultural standpoint of view. And culturally, you know, you got two things. You got two elements. You got adults making choices. You know, most of the time they're choosing the wrong way, because that's what it is. It's wrong. It's just flat out wrong. And then you have children, which is adults trying to impose their, for lack of a better word, their perversion on the lives of children. And most of the time we're talking about our children. So we have to address that. And if parents don't speak out, then they will have our children. There was a, you and I talked about this before, about how in Georgia there was an incident where the chief judge of the Supreme Court, or the Supreme Court of Georgia, was trying to lower the age of consent for our children so these adults can have sex with our children, so the pedophiles can run wild on our children. They was trying to lower the age from, I think, 19 or 18 down to like 15 or 16, so they could have at them. And the Supreme Court of Georgia had voted to make that so. And then, lo and behold, we find out the chief judge of the Supreme Court got into a whole vicious thing of how he was preying on these little girls. So we didn't to find out that knew that the people sitting on Georgia's Supreme Court was on that type of time. But it's not just the Georgia Supreme Court. It's the Supreme Courts of many states across America that promote that insanity. The United States Supreme Court promotes that insanity. And they use all kinds of excuses and rationalizations to try to say, actually try to cast aspersion on what is natural, what is life-giving, what has been going on since time immemorial, since women and men have been getting together and creating and perpetuating the species, or as you laid out, being fruitful and multiplying. They actually try to cast aspersion on that. And I'm saying we got to stand up. Those who have conscientiousness, those who have morality, those who, you know, whatever so-called religious background you have, you got to go within those books and use those books to stand up for what's right. This ain't about a Democratic thing, a Republican thing, an independent, a voter thing. It ain't about a rich thing, a poor. It's about right and wrong. And the notion of a woman having sex with a woman is wrong. The notion of a man having sex with a man is wrong, point blank. And now, if adults want to make that decision, we have to be mindful that that decision is a wrong decision. And you, in most cases, you have a right to choose wrong, but you need to know that it's wrong. But children, that's a whole other subject. And one of the things that they've been doing is trying to use our children, try to push their perversion on our children and try to hide behind the children and do all this talking for the children. Oh, the child wants this and so forth and so on. Now, I'm a 60-year-old man, and I can tell you there are many instances when I've been in situations. I just showed through. You know, I just had my 90-day homecoming. And yeah. I was in City Hall. And I had to go to the bathroom. And I went to go to the bathroom. I looked up on the door, and it had a woman, and it's in City Hall. And it had a woman and a man on the door. And I said, what the
hell? Yeah, unisex.
Oh, my, you know what? That's insane. That's fucking insane. Excuse my European, but that's insane. But I didn't even go in the bathroom because of that. Because I ain't trying to walk into the bathroom. I'm a black man. I walk into the bathroom and it's a white woman in the bathroom, you know it's going to be a problem. You know that. And the next thing you know, they got me handcuffed, shackled, you know, slammed onto the ground, something about I done did something to this woman or I done said something to her or whatever the case may be. The history of America is littered with the accusations of black men whistling at white women or looking at them untoward or whatever the case. Well, they had a charge one time, used to be called reckless eyeballing. You couldn't look at a white woman a certain way. And you're going to tell me you're going to put black men and black women in close proximity? Or, and then, see, that's just the adult thing, but what about the children who don't know what's going on? And as you already pointed out, United States Supreme Court said that you're not mature until you're at least 26 years old. That is, the part of the brain where you make executive decisions, the cerebral cortex, the matter in the brain, which is white, I mean, it's gray, but it doesn't, until it matures, it turns white. That doesn't happen until you're 26 years old. And so they're important on our children's decision that they don't even have the capacity to fathom, let alone think that they, quote, unquote, consent. See, it's deep. How in one area they're telling you that the hypocrisy of trying to hop this madness, this insanity, is they telling you in one side of their mouth that children are not young enough to consent. And they go and they give you a litany of things that they can't consent about. But yet and still, when we're talking about this sexual thing, they don't ask for that consent. They just give it to them. And those who are not with that, they try to force it upon them and then make them feel uncomfortable about the fact that they gravitating towards life, towards nature, to what is right. You understand what I'm saying? So when we start removing the shrapnel in our psyches, in our bodies, in our spirits, going to go everywhere that you possibly can think of from A to Z. If we don't speak up now, they will overrun us with that insanity. Because that's what it is.
Yes.
Utter insanity.
Yes.
Well,
thank you so much. All right. Stay on the line, okay? Because when I talk about the next phase of this, I definitely want to get your input on it, okay? So stay on the line, y'all. We're going to take another call, and that was Muti Ajamu of Sabre, everybody, who was wrongfully incarcerated, illegally kidnapped, you know, from his family and all for 42 years. And he's been home now for 3 months as of yesterday. All right, let's take another caller. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you? What are your thoughts on Gender Pretender?
Hi, Gisela.
Hey, how are you, Brenda?
I'm good. I definitely had to chime in on this. I have a family member that is gay. And I love them to death. You know, it's their lifestyle. No judgment.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going on today just blows me away. And even they agree with it. You know, they knew at a young age they were different.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people are going to say, oh, you're crazy. But, you know, could the government have been doing this from years ago with vaccines? Nobody will ever know. But, you know, as I said, they don't agree with what's going on with these young children at all. The big thing with, you know, the cross-dressers and, you know, there's a lot of issues with that, that these cross-dressers are so beautiful. They go into these bars. They hook up with a guy. They go home, and this other person thinks they're going home with a female, and it's a male. And there's been a lot of deaths over that. You know, it's not right, but I feel the cross-dresser should have said something right from Jump Street. But it's a crazy world, and I'm going to even take this a step further. There were some rumors that one of our local schools were putting kitty litter boxes in bathrooms for kids who identify as cats. Where is this world going?
Wow.
And let me tell you, somebody tried to change, and think about it. Chinchilla, we've got all this food with so many different chemicals. Meats are filled with hormones. What's going on?
Yeah. And that's crazy that you would mention that, Brenda, because that is so true. And there's a lot of these chemicals and types of bacteria that they're putting into the food and, like you said, hormones into the foods. And they're, like, really, you know, altering people's DNA and everything else. And their whole body chemistry, some of this stuff that they have in these foods are doing that. And next month I have a lady that used to work for the FDA and all, and she's going to be on here, and she's going to talk about that very thing, about the chemicals and everything that they put in the food. And, you know, it got to the point for her, she resigned because she said she didn't want to no longer be a part of that industry because of what they were doing. And, you know, and she tried to fight against it and all. So she's going to be on, and she's going to talk about it. She said she's not afraid to talk about what goes on within our USDA and the FDA and all of that stuff. So that's a good thing. Thank you so much, Brenda, for chiming in tonight. And did you have anything else you wanted to say?
I do, honey. Even the medical field now is scary. And I honestly think that's why we're having shortages with nurses and stuff like that. And what I've seen going on, I told my kids, I fall out, you just better go outside until I pass. Don't you take me to a hospital. And that's it.
Because you don't know what they're going to do, whether you're going to come out or not, you know. Going for one thing, they'll keep you talking about something else wrong with you, and, you know, before you know it, you're no longer here, you know. And that happens to so many people, Brenda. It's scary. It's a scary thing. So I stay clear away from the hospitals and from the doctors because I don't trust them at all. But thank you so much for calling in tonight. Everybody, this is Brenda Kellmeyer from Erie, Pennsylvania. Her son, Joel, is wrongfully incarcerated. Please remind everybody how long he's been wrongfully in prison, Brenda.
Over 14 years.
Over 14 years now, everybody. It does not make sense. It's absolutely ridiculous. Well, Brenda, again, thank you for calling in tonight. We're going to go ahead to our next caller now. Caller, you're live on the Everett News Forum. How are you, and what are your thoughts on Gender Pretender?
Yes, good evening. I actually just tuned in. My name is Matt Graham. I'm calling from South Jersey. First, thank God, Allah, Jehovah, the All, Eloi, the one source that maintains this universe. Thank you, Dr. Chinchilla, brother. Oh, Magic Man, Haru, Tiana, you know, everybody at your show for bringing, like, these great broadcasts. I wish I could tune in all the time. I tuned in a couple times this week, and last week. I pressed one the second I called in today. Didn't even hear what you were talking about because I just wanted to, you know, let you know I'm supporting you. I did hear, after I pressed one, though, a woman started talking about some things, and I didn't know that was going to be any topic, but I heard you were talking about the FDA, artificial things in food, people doing things. There are some serious things going on with the food. I usually don't talk about it. It's getting to a point right now where I think I am going to talk about it. I don't know how much to say so far, but I'll say it like this. The food supply has been under attack for a very, very long time. It's not starting right now. It started off when we were kids. We were put in front of TVs. We seen things that we shouldn't have seen. We seen commercials, like the Time Life commercial where two kids would sit at a table. Well, Mom got this cereal. She said it's good for you. Well, I'm not going to eat it. Will you eat it? I'm not going to eat it. Well, we'll give it to Mikey. He'll eat it. Hey, look, Mikey likes it. Now, check this out. Why? If a food is good for you, what type – all right, I'm going to watch what I – if something's good for you, why would the person say, well, I'm not going to eat it? Well, I'm not going to eat it. We learn these things. These things have been conditioned into our brains. There are things that we would never touch, things that are starchy, things that have artificial colors and flavors, and jingles are put on television to sell these things to us. And as time progressed, more and more things went into it, not just artificial colors and flavors, not this. It moved from that to what's going on right now with genetically modified foods, bioengineered. They want to change it here and there and change the labeling so you can't see what's going on and move it to certain locations or so you can't even see what's going on with the food. First it was GMO. It was spelled out genetically modified. Then it was GMO. Then it's bioengineered. Now they want to put a little picture on it that looks like a happy face cartoon with natural plants blooming out of it that says bioengineered in a circle. But it's going
a
step further right now.
That's so true, Matthew. And when I had that show, you definitely had to call in when I have that show on that particular topic. Tonight we're talking about gender identity and, you know, parents and how they're feeling towards that with schools being allowed to change their child's gender on their school records. If the child says that, hey, I identify as a male, but they're a girl, you know, and things like that. So that's tonight's topic, the gender pretender.
Wow.
And, you know, whether people agree with that type of lifestyle or, you know, if they are okay with children being able to make those decisions and, you know, and actually affirming their gender as the other gender that they were not born with and, you know, getting their sex change and all that stuff. So that's tonight's topic tonight. But I thank you so much. What'd you say, Matthew?
These parents are crazy. The parents are crazy. The parents are responsible for it. I mean, we've all been part of this conditioning for years. But it gets to a point where, come on now, the creator, there's male and female sperm inside of us men. The sperm are already alive. We've been lied to about so much. We've been lied to and been told that, well, half of us come from our father and half of us come from our mother. When we look into the scripture, we know that we came from our father, and not only spiritual father, but a physical father. If a father has male and female sperm, then that means we were already male and female before we came out of our father. Now, if you're born male, you're not born in between. I'm not saying there aren't people that have, like, hormone problems, like testosterone, estrogen problems, pituitary problems. And I know people that were feminine, that were boys, and they grew up to be homosexuals when they were older. But why would somebody want to mutilate their child? Like, we're living in a place where a sports star, a bodybuilder, can't get testosterone put into his own body, even though he's a man and his own testes produces it in the first place. But when get a sex change and have a doctor actually sew a penis onto her body that was taken off of a man, and she could get testosterone injections? What type of demented sex atmosphere is this? And we have to – it's so sad because – it's concerning because we shouldn't even be thinking about these things, but we have to because we're under, like, a spiritual attack. We're having to have it bombarded to us on television. It's sad, but I'm glad you're bringing it to the attention because, like, this, all of these things are out of control. It's like a woman is a woman and a man is a man. I hate to say it like that so people don't want to hear it because people have lost their mind now. People have lost their mind.
Hey, man, I got to come on and say this, Dr. Chilla. First of all, they always want to say that, you know, the heterosexual people, I'm heterosexual, love it. Like I said, I'm going to say the word because I own the station. I love pussy, period. Now, you think that's a curse word, then I think something's wrong with you. I love pussy. Now, let me explain something to you. Because Chilla always stepping on my toe. Let me explain something to all other people in the world. When you have, and I want to give a shout-out to young lady that is always supportive. Her name is Cherie, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And she brought up a point where, you know, she talked about putting out milk for a child to lap on because she thinks she's a cat. Stop playing. See, this is Eurocentric animalistic thought process. These people are animals, Okay, I'm not talking about good white folk. You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the evil white power structure. Thank you, Matthew. I love you, and thanks for calling in. It's crazy that we got put out, you know, milk. Meow, meow. That's insane. Oh, you're a horse today. Okay, this. Yes, we all pretended back in the day, doctor, you know, that we know we might have been a, you know, a bat or a cat, you know what I mean, or a dirty rat. Whatever it is, you pretended to be that, right? Okay, but then back, you know, the teacher would get you back together and, you know, rein the horse, you know, say, okay, now let's get back to being human beings, as long as, you know, recess is over. Let me explain something to the people out there, the evil people, okay? They're trying to make heterosexuality weird, and we're not weird, okay? We're not weird. Listen, do not come, you know, and cross those lines with us. If in my heterosexuality, if I don't want to go into a bathroom with a woman, I should have that right. And not only that, that right. So-called woman that's in the male bathroom is a woman. Get out of there, yo. Like, go to, you know, how can I say, now they have transgender bathrooms. Male, female, and whatever. Go to the whatever bathroom. And I know a lot of people are going to be mad at me by saying that. But you know what, though? I'm tired of hiding behind. You guys got a right to say what you got to say, then I have the right to say what I got to say. Some of you guys are weird as shit. I'm sorry to say that, Chinchilla, but I got to say that because I'm angry. Some of you guys are weird as shit. You know, you want to perpetuate this stuff on our children. Children have the right to be able to mature to whatever to be, whatever to be. I love the rainbow. Everybody knows that. You know what I mean, I support lesbian, gay, task force, community shows on this network. That whatever Chinchilla believes, you know, is using the things on her in news form. Everybody knows that. Okay, I think a child has the right to mature to whatever they want to be, Chinchilla. A child doesn't have the right to be bombarded in kindergarten. You know, let's be a child here, right, Dr. J? Let's be a child. Let's grow up. You know, play. Have fun.
Yeah.
Why are we worried about a heterosexual child should have to worry about having, like how we came up, a heterosexual child should be worried about sex just like a homosexual child should be worried about sex. Let's educate our children
exactly.
The right way so we can perform in society.
Yeah.
And then if puberty comes, then that's where counselors come in. You know, in the middle schools, secondary education, as well as high school education. If a child feels a type of way, that's what the psychiatrists are there for, Dr. J. If a child feels they're homosexual, that's fine. Live your life. That's okay. But don't be coming talking about you need transgender bathrooms in public schools, in primary public schools. What Dr. J is talking about, we talked about this in 2013 on a show called The Opinion with Peter and Precious Patterson. It was December 8th, 2013. Look it up. Go back to December. We talked about it way back yonder. And we talked about at that time in California, Dr. J, they were trying to do this. Now, it's the law of the land, y'all. It's the law of the land. Any school district can say, hey, we can have transgender bathrooms in public schools. It is a travesty. It is a shame. It's a mockery. This that goes against any good, outstanding, law-abiding homosexual or transgender person in this country who is mature enough to know who they are. I applaud that. I applaud that. But stop making heterosexuality weird. And y'all know who y'all are.
Right.
We are not weird. We're the first. I'm gone.
Yeah. Yes, heterosexual, everybody. That's, you know, God made me, you know, and made us. That's what he made in the beginning, man and male and female. You know, so it's really crazy. But again, it's too much confusion for our children, everybody. And, you know, and again, it's confusion for adults as well. Okay. And it has to stop. But this country is not going to stop. Okay, this country is going to keep on having all types of perversion and all types of abominations to God because this country was not built upon God, okay? It was built off of the blood, sweat, and tears of black men, okay? And it's sad. The land was stolen, so of course the land is already cursed. Okay, so if we would wake up as a people, and I'm not just talking about black people, I'm talking about people as a whole, that are calling themselves Christians, okay, if you call yourself a Christian, then for heaven's sake, please speak up and speak out against all of this crap that the government is passing in this country, okay? They're passing all kinds of laws right under your noses and, you know, without you even knowing the different laws that they have put in place where parents are not even familiar with what's going on in their own child's school. And it's sickening to me. And like I said, thank God I'm not a parent right now, you know, that has school-age children. Thank God my kids are grown, okay? Because, hey, they would definitely be hearing from me, and I would not sit still with allowing such perverseness to happen in my child's school, okay? So parents, you should be outraged, but I guess some of you condone it and you don't care, but you have to think of how it is affecting these young people, and how it has affected high school students, for heaven's sakes, who are fed up with the nonsense as well. And, you know, and again, here it took a handful of people to make these laws, to change what goes on within our school systems, okay? We're, you know, within the school districts here in across the United States, well, let's say here in Pennsylvania, I think there's only about maybe about one, I think it's 1.75% of students are, you know, call themselves, you know, the gender identity people or whatever, okay? So it's like a small population, okay? But yet this small population is getting all of these rights and privileges and making it uncomfortable for people who are comfortable in their own skin, okay? Comfortable with who God made them to be, whether it's a male or female. And no one should have to be subjected to having to use a restroom with the opposite sex, okay? No one should be, all right? It does not make sense, okay? It's crazy. So our children are being so confused. Before we play a track, everybody, I want to mention before I forget, next Monday is October the 2nd, and that is Wrongful Conviction Awareness Day. Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition. We're having our third annual Wrongful Conviction Awareness Day event. There will be a rally on wrongful convictions. Families will come out. They will tell their loved ones' stories. Exonerees will be there to tell their stories. Advocates will be there as well. Some attorneys and some political figures will also be in attendance. We're going to have a press conference. Press conference will be on exoneration compensation for Pennsylvania. For those exonerees that, you know, people that have been wrongfully incarcerated for decades upon decades, and now they're out because they've been exonerated because it was proven that they're innocent. But Pennsylvania does not have a compensation bill. No compensation bill is in place here, and we're still fighting for that, for the exonerees here in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is one of 11 states that do not compensate the people that they have wronged. And that is so very wrong, and it's time for Pennsylvania to right the wrong. So we're going to have exonerees speaking that day during the press conference, and I will speak, and a few others will speak on this very issue, because it's overdue. Overdue, Pennsylvania, it is overdue. And we want to make sure that these exonerees are compensated, because guess what? Quite a few of them have died, okay, without being compensated. To people, and it's wrong. You know, it's just ridiculous, and it just pisses me off. So October 2nd, we will be in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, on the front steps of the state capitol. We will be there at 11 a.m., We're going to be there earlier because we're going to be lobbying as well, meeting with state legislators and senators, state representatives and senators, talking about compensation. And because we want another hearing on compensation, because we want to see it moved, we want to see it voted upon on the floor of both the House and the Senate. We want to see that take place, and we're tired of being told, oh, we'll revisit it next spring or in the fall or in the winter, okay? The last hearing we had was on October 12th on it. We had one last year in January, I think it was January 18th or 19th, and then on October 12th. Well, guess what? A year has almost passed, okay, because we're almost in October now, and October 2nd, we will be in October, and so still nothing has been voted on. So we want to make sure that bill gets moved. And we want to make sure that the package for exonerees is conducive for what they need, okay? And so, again, that's October 2nd, and people are going to be coming from all across the country. So it doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter where your loved one is wrongfully incarcerated at. They can come. You can come, and you can share your loved one's story. There's going to be plenty of media out there that day. And so, hey, get your stories out there, people, okay? All right, so for more information, you can call me, 844-642-8378. Again, that's 844-642-8378, extension 888. Contact me Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Everybody okay? All right, so, again, that's August 2nd, Wrongful Conviction Awareness Day. And those of you that want to donate to Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition, you can do so via Cash App, $ Be a Voice Tour, B-E-A-V-O-I-C-E Tour, or Venmo at Be a Voice, B-E-A-V-O-I-C-E. All right, so anyway, we're talking gender identity tonight, the gender pretender, and all of that stuff, everybody. And are you a defender of it, or are you offended by it? You know, I said contender, defender, or offender, okay? So, wow, are you fighting to make those changes in your life or in the life of somebody else that you want to see have their sex change? That's crazy, though, you know, but again, to each his own. You adults, if that's something you choose to do with your bodies, hey, that's your body. But do not subject these children to saying they want their sex changed when they can't even think for themselves, okay? Really, okay? They cannot make decisions for themselves. That's why they have parents, okay? Everybody? Jeez. So anyway, stop confusing our people, our young people, our elderly people, because so many elderly people are confused about this crap too, and they're annoyed about it. So stop confusing Americans, government officials, okay? All right, so anyway, this song called Confusion, y'all need to listen to this because this is what it's all about. It's just total confusion, and it's crazy.
Confusion, I'm trapped in my life. Confusion, get me out of my sight. Confusion, we should just annoy ya. Confusion, do I love her or do I just destroy her? And no matter what I do, I can't seem to kick it and bust it.
confusion sounds like, right? So just imagine these children, okay, with all this stuff going in their hearing, okay, day in and day out, stuff that the teachers are teaching them in the classrooms about gender identity and, you know, about the LGBTQ, TQ and all that stuff, teaching them about all these different letters and the pronouns to use and all of this stuff, okay? Imagine, you know, those sounds all in a child's brain, okay? That is confusing with them seeing stuff on TV that's going against what their parents are teaching them, that's going against what the Bible is saying, and yet it's being okay to be taught this stuff in classrooms, okay, without the parents' permission. Like Raquel from Pittsburgh said that, you know, hey, to have your child participate in even a sex class, talking about a sexual stuff, okay, you have to sign off on that, okay? So why aren't the parents being required to sign off on allowing their child to learn about these subjects now that they're trying to teach on gender identity? It is wrong, okay? That should not be a part of curriculum, okay, in any school, okay? Not at all, okay? It's just sad. It's absolutely sad. We're going to go ahead and take another call. We thank our international DJ legend, Dr. Oladele Emengozi, a.k.a. Honeybee Olasky, for that track. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. Talk to me tonight. How are you feeling? What are your thoughts on gender pretender?
Good evening, Dr. Chinchilla, Queen of Justice. This is Michelle Thompson.
Hey, Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm at my job working this second shift. But I just caught the news, the program, and I'm grateful for your truth and what you have to say. I totally agree with you. I totally agree. Because, like you said, adults, they grown. They can do what they want to do if they choose to. But our children, they're not. You know, don't try to put this on them and throw this down their throats and try to justify it and make it seem like it's right and it's not. You know, you're confusing them. And I enjoyed that song, too. You confusing the children. You confusing them.
Yeah.
So I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you on that.
Okay. Okay. Now you're in Detroit, so in Michigan. So now I know you have grandchildren that are in the school district and stuff there. And so now are they being subjected to these teachings in those schools, Michelle?
Not yet. It hasn't came to schools yet. But if they do, my suggestion, and I'm only speaking for my children, I will have to get them out and homeschool them.
Yeah.
That's just me. I would get them out and homeschool them. Because you're not going to force this on my children. I disagree with it. You're not going to force that on my children, so I will get them out and homeschool them.
Okay.
That's just me.
Yeah, and that's what I think all parents that don't believe in that, that's what they need to do. But we have to do something from taking place for them to actually mandate that across this country, and it doesn't make sense, you know. So, wow, it's crazy. Everybody, Michelle, her husband is DeRico Thompson. He's wrongfully incarcerated in Michigan. Michelle, refresh everybody's memory. How long has DeRico been in prison now wrongfully?
It's over 23 years now, and we have made progress. They just found out that his DNA wasn't on the crime scene, so it's just a matter of time for him to be home. We just count down the time. It's been a long process. It's been a long fight and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, but we're finally getting the victory.
All right.
We're
That's
finally
awesome.
Getting the victory.
That is so awesome.
Yes. And
That's
we have
awesome.
You to
I
thank, Ms. Dr. Yes, we have you to thank for this because you got our story out there. We are truly grateful for you, sis. You are our sister for life. So we're truly grateful for you and you getting all of our stories out there and letting people know. I'm very grateful for you. Blessings to you and your family.
Oh, thank you. Blessings to you and your family as well, Michelle. And I can't wait to the Rico's house. I can get to meet him and all that stuff and meet you. Thanks for calling in tonight, sharing tonight. And everybody, I know y'all are wondering on the updates on Tanaway Downing. Just a brief update on Tanaway. Tanaway is missing. Okay, it's going on 3 weeks. This upcoming Wednesday will be 3 weeks that Tanaway will have been missed. Has disappeared. Okay, since September 6th. I know now that his apartment was left the way. Nothing has been taken. Wow, no one's seen him. No one's heard from Tanaway. Okay, so we don't know if Tanaway is okay. Don't know if he was abducted, kidnapped, if he's being tortured, if he's in jail somewhere. One person said if he's in jail, it would be some record somewhere. Well, not necessarily, because the government can do what they want to do. So they can have people in cells, and no one will ever know about it. Okay, and that's if it was the government, okay, it could have been somebody else that is against what Tanaway was trying to do with challenging the Supreme Court on the issues of due process of law with them violating the rights of people here. And so there are, I'm sure, other groups out there that don't want to see that happen, okay, so somebody could have abducted him, and or Tanaway may have felt threatened and he's somewhere in high because he's fearing for his life. These are still questions that I'm trying to find the answers for to everybody, because again, he was doing something so very meaningful that would have a huge impact on men and women that are wrongfully incarcerated, as well as those that are rightfully incarcerated. But again, my heart is for those who are wrongly incarcerated, everybody, and for juvenile lifers who've been in prison since the age of 14, 15, 16, 17, and now they're 45 and 50 and up and still behind bars, exemplary bars, okay? They deserve a second chance. So what Tanaway was doing is huge, okay? It also helped those men and women who are elderly and sickly behind bars and pose no to society, okay? Right? So, wow. I'm going to continue to research and investigate the disappearance of Tanaway Downing because it's very mind-boggling, it's disturbing, and it's really, really sad. We're going to be meeting the people that are concerned about him, and we're going to see how we can continue the movement that he started. And, you know, hey, that's what we're going to do. Until we find out what happens to Tanaway, you know, that movement has to go forth, okay? That delivering the documents to the Supreme Court of the United States has to happen, okay? They have been violating your rights, all right? I'm Dr. Chinchilla Jones, everybody, and right now, Operation Hug the Block, everybody. They're doing wonderful, okay, out there on these streets of Philadelphia, the mean streets of Philadelphia. Again, 77 nights, each night a different block, okay? And these blocks are the 77 most deadliest streets in Philadelphia. Those blocks that have had 10 or more homicides since 2000, everybody. And it's absolutely crazy. But hey, y'all need to come on out, men. They need more men out there helping. They're out there 10 p.m. to 4 p.m. each night. It's a different street. Check on my page tomorrow. It'll be posted up where they're going to be tomorrow night. Y'all can go on out and help. I know nobody wants to go out tonight because it's pouring down rain. But make it a point to get out there a couple nights before Election Day, because it goes all the way to Election Day. Election Day is the last day, and that's the day which will be the 77th night. And so far, only David O., and he's a Republican candidate for mayor here in Philadelphia. He's the only candidate for mayor that's been out there supporting Operation Hug the Block. We have not seen or heard from Sherelle Parker at all, okay? As a matter of fact, she hasn't been at any crime scenes or has not attended any funerals or anything for any of the people, families that have lost loved ones to gun violence, okay? Sherelle Parker doesn't show up to anything, all right? So do you want her to be your 100th mayor, okay? Just because she's a black woman and you're black? Y'all better rethink this thing, people, okay? And want somebody in office who is going to look out for the city and really have a heart and concern for his or her constituents, okay? And that's not Sherelle Parker, sorry to say. All right, right now we're going to have a gozy time, and then I will be right back at you, everybody, to give you my final thoughts and tell you what's going to be going on next week. All right, in gozy time, and I'll be right back, so don't you dare go nowhere. Keep it right there. Hey.
not cured.
After all the confusion and the great show tonight, heaven has the cure, and I know that is right. Congratulations to, of course, the great Dr. Chinchilla J on her 92nd all-time connection record and fourth consecutive with the Darlene Lawrence Championship Honor and our late, great Hall of Famer. And we're proud of that tonight. Continue doing your thing, Dr. J, man. Real good broadcasting tonight. Now, of course, tomorrow night we'll be right back with Genesis of Mars Kemp. That's right. Genesis of Mars Kemp will be here with Gems, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. And, of course, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter, formerly known as, well, X, formerly known as Twitter. All of that in the lane goes to Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, I want for program tonight, oh, late day, late night goes with my aunt, gmail.com. But I am your wonderful mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Oladele Malay, when he goes to saying good night, good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to our fifth reigning commissioner of this outstanding Beverly Nation, and, of course, the accolades, the 2021 Linear New Host of the Year and the overall Host of the Year 2022, Dr. Chinchilla J.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. O. I love that track. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. And thank you to all my listeners. Thank you so much for continuously tuning in every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m., supporting this show by listening and by even talking. And I want to encourage more of you to press 1 and talk. Don't be afraid. Nobody can see you. Okay, they don't know who you is, okay? So don't be afraid to speak what's on your mind. But I do want to read a comment from Cynthia. She says, I'm against this gender confusion, and I was taught if you can't say anything nice, don't speak. Okay, so I found it kind of funny because I remember my grandmom used to say that a lot. You know, if you ain't got something nice, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. Okay, so I feel you on that. But she is against that, and, you know, and she doesn't have anything nice to say. And for the others that, you know, you inbox your comments and all,
okay, that's what you faded in out there.
Here.
So I'll try to get closer to the mic. Okay, all right. Say what you're about to say again for us. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I was hoping tonight that I would have somebody that was brave enough to press 1 and talk about why they are all for it. You know, I wanted some people that are defending that. I wanted a defender on tonight. But we had a lot of the offenders, not the defenders of this gender identity. So maybe next week we'll get some of those people on, because I definitely want to have, and I'm going to keep trying to get these pastors to call in that can.
If you would like to be a guest on News Forum and have a case in justice, please give me a call Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. at 844-642-8378 to tell me about your story. And you might just be News Forum's next special guest. Money talks, so put your money where your mouth is. Be a voice today by donating to Be a Voice. Cash App, $, Be a Voice Tour. That's $, BEAVOICETOUR. Be a Voice Tour. Or donate via Venmo at Be a Voice. If you would like to donate via credit card, you must call the Be a Voice office at 844-642-8378, extension 111. Again, 844-642-8378, extension 111. Be a voice today.